Welcome to Journal Club for October 22nd, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Toe-to-toe, a little honeybee doesn't stand a chance against a hornet. Most hornets are 2 to 3 times the size of a bee. Plus, they have a thick exoskeleton like a lobster. And they're mean. When a hornet enters a honeybee's nest, it's not there to make friends. It's there to kill bees and steal food. But honeybees have a secret weapon, a technique called balling. The bees latch on to the intruder, one by one, eventually surrounding it in a blanket of bees. As they hold on, they vibrate their flight muscles, generating heat. Lots of heat. The hornet gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and then it dies. Victory, bees. This fight to the death is an example of swarm intelligence, where a group of simple organisms can collectively accomplish tasks that are far more complex or physically demanding than any individual could manage alone. In short, swarm intelligence is the story of cooperation, individuals working in concert towards a shared goal. In this paper, the authors attempt to give swarm intelligence to UAVs, aka drones, so that the drones can work together to accomplish feats that no drone could do on their own. While this has been attempted before, the authors argue that previous implementations were lacking in 5 key areas. 1. True decentralization. Previous systems often relied on centralized or semi-centralized control, where coordination and mission planning was managed by a single UAV or ground station. This limited the autonomy and self-organization of the swarm. 2. Dynamic task allocation. Past systems used predefined or static task allocation. The authors emphasize the need for adaptive, real-time task distribution, allowing drones to adjust dynamically based on changing conditions, resource availability, and the swarm's overall state. 3. Consensus control. True, quote-unquote, swarm systems require drones to make decisions through local interactions, achieving a common goal without centralized commands. Previous systems often relied on leader-follower dynamics rather than a formal consensus mechanism. 4. Scalability and fault tolerance. Many UAV systems struggle to scale and especially struggle to handle the inevitable faults that occur at scale. In previous systems, the failure of one or more drones in a system often led to the complete mission failure. The authors set out to address these gaps with their new method. They weren't aiming for perfection, but they did think they could move the ball significantly closer to the goalposts. Let's dive into the system design and architecture of what they built and why they built it that way. At a high level, their architecture pattern is what's called a multi-agent system. A multi-agent system is where multiple autonomous beings operate in a shared environment, interacting and collaborating to achieve common objectives. These agents communicate, share information, and coordinate their actions. The authors took the concept of a multi-agent system and applied it to the drone problem to create the swarm. The swarm is structured around a leader-follower paradigm, like in previous systems, but with a few key differences. In the swarm, the leader is an ephemeral role, not a permanent designation. As the leader, that particular UAV coordinates the actions of the followers and communicates with the ground station on behalf of the group. But, and this is the critical difference, if the leader fails, someone else is immediately crowned leader and they take over. All of the drones, leader and followers, are running a robot operating system, ROS. On top of the OS, the leader runs a program that coordinates with ground control, gathers mission instructions, processes them, and distributes tasks to the followers. The followers run a program that accepts tasks from the leader. In addition, both leader and followers are equipped with sensors that provide real-time environmental data, which is critical for situational awareness and task execution. As the leader monitors each of the followers' proximity, availability, and capability, it runs a role assignment algorithm to determine how it should assign tasks to each follower. Once tasks are assigned, a feedback loop helps each drone monitor execution and adjust task distribution in real time. This ensures that the drones can dynamically react to changing conditions and self-organize to complete their duties. When something goes wrong, the system attempts to self-heal. If a follower fails due to hardware malfunction or communication loss, the leader reallocates tasks from that failed drone to functioning drones using a task reallocation algorithm. The authors describe three phases of collaboration between the leader and the followers: role assignment, role affectation, and role routing. As the relationship matures, they progress through these stages. As leader-follower interactions improve over time, the swarm converges towards its goal, becoming more synchronized and efficient. In terms of information processing, the system is built on a two-tier architecture: the application tier and the computation tier. The application tier handles mission planning and swarm control, this consisting of virtualization and logic components. Virtualization allows for pre-flight simulations using software like MavProxy, Gazebo, and SITL, while the logic component manages mission control, consensus, and task allocation through the ROS. The system also includes a service thread pool to manage distributed task execution. Using a FIFO queue, so that's first in, first out, the pool handles synchronous and asynchronous services, ensuring that each UAV only runs as many services as its processor allows. Communication is handled via the Mavlink protocol, with heartbeat messages signaling each UAV's status. We haven't talked about Mavlink before, so let's go a little deeper on that. Mavlink, the Micro Air Vehicle Link, is a lightweight, header-only messaging protocol. Its primary use case is to provide a standard interface for exchanging telemetry data, sending commands, and managing mission parameters regardless of the transport layer. Rather than being locked to a single transport layer, Mavlink can operate over a variety of them: serial, telemetry radios, TCP, UDP, SPI, UART, you name it. The protocol basically solves interoperability between different brands of drone platforms. It's also got a bunch of other features that makes it particularly well-suited to drone use. Here are the big three beyond interoperability. 1. Compact binary format. Messages are typically 8 to 263 bytes, with most standard messages being around 17 to 20 bytes. That's tiny. And in a resource-constrained environment like UAV communications, tiny is good. 2. As we mentioned before, it has a heartbeat mechanism. It sends periodic heartbeat messages to ensure system components are operational and to manage link reliability between the UAVs and the ground control stations. If you've ever worked with WebSockets or any streaming technology, I don't have to tell you how important a heartbeat is. And with Mavlink, you don't have to roll your own. It's just built into the system. And 3, packet framing with CRC. As with any protocol, Mavlink streams in packets. The CRC, the cyclic redundancy check, is a form of error detection used to ensure that the data within the packet has not been corrupted during transmission. Mavlink employs CRC16, the 16-bit implementation of the algorithm, which calculates a checksum based on the contents of the message and appends this value to the end of each packet. So when the packet is received, the recipient performs the same calculation. If the checksum matches, the data is assumed to be valid. Otherwise, they can discard it. Okay, back to the system design of the swarm. Self-organization is achieved through distributed sensing and task reallocation, allowing the swarm to adapt in real time. There's a swarm manager that oversees task distribution and includes the mission planner and the mission manager. The drone manager, for the followers, handles local task execution, while the task master allocates resources like CPU and memory. The ROS container manages the ROS, the robot operating system, nodes running tasks in parallel across the swarm. And that's basically the entire system as a whole. To validate this concept, the authors conducted reliability testing with a swarm of 6 quadcopters in an outdoor survey mission. They used a leader-follower setup with 2 leader drones and 4 followers, and they tested task distribution and failure recovery. Simulations were also run using Gazebo and ROS, including scenarios with path planning, fault injection, and communication disruptions, evaluating the swarm's adaptability. These experiments showed significant improvements in flight time as UAV numbers increased, with a nearly 40% reduction in mission duration for larger areas. Energy consumption decreased by 22% to 52% compared to single UAV systems. But it wasn't all good news. While network bandwidth and latency remained within acceptable limits, fault tolerance mechanisms faced challenges under extreme conditions, with the whole task rescheduling thing sometimes leading to longer mission times. Overall, the results were promising. The authors were satisfied with the system's improved efficiency and fault tolerance, but noted areas for improvement, particularly in handling extreme fault scenarios. So what can we take away from this paper? Narrowly, if you're building anything that might resemble a multi-agent system, especially a semi-autonomous multi-agent system, I think the system design and architecture of their solution can give you a lot of inspiration. Broadly, while we haven't achieved true swarm-like behavior yet, we're well on our way and getting closer every day. And as systems like these continue to evolve, I think we're going to see more and more emergent capabilities. The swarm being able to complete tasks and perform functions that no single drone could ever attempt. This may, in effect, broaden the set of domains in which drones can be useful and practical. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.